Hey, Peter Howard here on the Dynasty Crossroads Show. Don't let them know. Keep it quiet, but I've infiltrated the nerd base. Come check out the show. I'll tell you how to beat them. Thanks.
Yeah.
Chicken or crow, chicken or crow, crossing the...
Let the games begin. Let the games begin.
Pass out. All my friends went and passed out. So much for the night. Last round for AM lovers. Oh, that's how I come alive.
I'm gonna be a people person in a room of people, people. I'ma keep on running this shit. Let the games begin. A people person in a room of people, people. I'ma be the kid for the win. Let the games begin.
Hey everybody, welcome to episode 91. Yes, I actually looked up the episode number.
Wow.
Something we don't always do here. Yes, episode 91 of Dynasty Game Night, a member of the DLF family of podcasts. I am your host tonight, Rocky Petrella at Dynasty FF Addict on Twitter. As always, we got three great guests here. We'll get the ringer out of the way, Matt. Matt Price
with us tonight.
Matt, say hi, yeah, everybody.
Hey, everybody. Yeah, it's good to be back. I haven't hosted in a while either. I've been pretty lazy. Rocky, you have been doing a great job carrying the torch, obviously. And Russ and other people that have come on and hosted for us. So appreciate you guys keeping the games flowing.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And we got two great guests excited to play tonight. I'll go to Matt's left first. Jesse Schneeman. Of Dynasty Warzone feed games, Dynasty War games in the Dynasty Warzone feed, among other things. I'll let you guys plug all your crap at the end. But Jesse, okay. How you doing tonight?
I'm amazing. Thank you for having me on, Rocky. This is great.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Can't wait to lose a game.
Everybody says that, and then usually the people who say that are the people that end up winning. So
I never win on our podcast. So it's on brand for me.
And finally, the one and only. One named man, Herms, how you doing?
Game night! Woohoo! Yeah! Baby! Back at it again. Oh, this is fantastic. Thank you so much for having me.
You can tell Herms is excited to be here. So is Herms ever not excited to be on a podcast?
I mean, as long as it's like after 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm pretty enthusiastic. Not a morning guy, but yeah. If it's at night,
it's about when you wake up, right?
Oh no! Right after I wake up, I do not have this level of enthusiasm. Trust me.
I know. I'm saying that it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. That's about when you're getting up, right?
Yeah, on the
non-work days.
Yeah, I mean, yes. 5 days a week, I'm a functioning adult, but on the weekends, oh boy, look out.
Okay, so as usual, we have three games tonight. One of them is a name game, as usual. One is Fantasy Family Feud, and one is Fantasy Points Leaders BS. So as we get to each game, I will explain how they work. Herms, as by far the youngest one here, I will let you pick the first game.
Let's do the name game, man. I mean, like that. There's a level of mystique around this that I really want to tackle that head on.
Okay, so the name game. I told you before the show I'm going to explain it, but we usually tend to explain it horribly. So if I forget anything, Matt, chime in. It's basically sort of works like Wheel of Fortune before and after. We have a player, and there's a theme, a second part, a phrase, a word, something like that. And the player's name and whatever the theme part is has to run into each other and overlap by one syllable. So like last time, I did sports movies was the theme. And it was one of them was Derrick Henry, Member the Titans. So that's kind of what we're talking about here. So it has to overlap by at least one syllable. Not a letter. Some people get that confused. Like if a word ends with an R, the next word just can't begin with an R. It has to be a full syllable.
It also can be a whole word.
That's true. It can. It's at least one syllable. Sometimes I've done ones where like the first, last name of somebody is the first name of somebody else. Things like that. And how it'll work is I will read a clue I'll give you the theme, so it makes it easier to explain. The theme is going to be TV networks / streaming services. So I told you it was a little bit of a weird theme, but I thought up some fun ones I thought that had to go with this theme. So, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a division and two of the most popular shows from what I Googled of this network or streaming service. So if I say the player's name first, or say the division first, if the player comes first, if I say the TV show clue first, then that comes first. And you'll have to, once I read it, you'll have to buzz in by saying your name, and whoever does it first gets to answer first. You can get hints. You can have a hint to the TV or cable network or streaming service, or you can have a clue to the player, and which will be the team. It's always the team. So, and you all have to agree unanimously to take the hint. You get it with no hints, it's 3 points. If you get it with one hint, it's 2 points. Two hints, it's 1 point. Obviously, if nobody gets it, no points. Sound good? Everybody got it?
Got it.
Hell yeah. Okay. Most of these I think are pretty easy. There's a couple, a little more trickier ones maybe, but most of them I think are pretty easy. So I'll give you the first one. Game of Thrones and The Sopranos and current free agent most recently in the NFC West wide receiver.
Herms.
HBO Odell Beckham Jr.
Yes. So Herms is getting the name game.
I was looking HBO. It's HBO Max. Max. Yeah. I did too.
I didn't say they were all streaming services. I didn't say they were all streaming. Most of them are actually not. I said
okay. I overthought it.
I actually thought about using HBO Max Williams, but I thought that would be confusing because is there anything that's specifically only on HBO Max and not HBO? I don't even know.
I have no idea.
No, it's not. I'm sure it's on. I don't know. I only have HBO Max. I don't have the regular channels.
Yeah, same.
Okay,
so I assume it would be.
That's 3 points for Herms. Got plenty of clues here, though. Next one. This is one I thought might be a little trickier. Reruns of Everybody Loves Raymond, Friends, and other shows, and NFC South quarterback.
I don't know if I know what the streaming service is.
Or network.
Good point.
Don't just think streaming.
Say the shows one more time, please.
Reruns of Everybody Loves Raymond, Friends, and other older shows, and NFC South quarterback. This I did think was the most difficult one, but I don't think it's crazy difficult.
Oh, I'm so tempted. Oh, I have like. Dude.
If you do guess and you're wrong, you're out. Just so you know.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'm so tempted, but I'm really afraid of the stakes now. Oh, man. This is going to kill me.
I could take a hint.
Yeah.
You guys want one?
Yeah.
I'm good with that.
Okay. Wait, on which part?
Streaming service, or do you guys want the team?
Streaming service.
I want you to stop saying streaming service.
Sorry, network. Content, television,
distributor.
Provider, yeah.
All right.
This is the one I was worried about you getting this part, too.
I might have a guess.
Oh.
I think I have a guess. Yeah, I'm going to take a guess. Okay. TBS Sam Darnold? Or is that not how it works?
All right, I'm out. But you both, the other two agreed to take the hint. This is the only original series I could think of that you might know. And it is younger. That's the secondary clue, is another show.
No idea. Younger? Ooh.
I looked, and that was the only one I even recognized. If you guys aren't going to get it from that, we might be stuck on this one.
I'm so close.
The player is second, right?
The player is second. I'm trying to think. They also have reruns of King of Queens. They have reruns.
I know the first part. It's the second, it's the player that's really killing me. Like, just, I don't know if me admitting that gives away any sort of competitive edge, but this is fun for an audio medium to get inside the head of the competitor. I don't know, maybe, you know. Yeah, I mean, I am feeling really good about this first part, but that second part, I am so stumped. Oh, jeez. Oh, it's like right there.
I got nothing about that. I don't know the network.
Do you want to take the not that it's probably going to help you, Matt, but do you want to take the player
Do it. Clue?
That would be nice.
The New Orleans Saints.
That's who I was just looking at.
Okay, so
New Orleans Saints quarterback.
Because it's
I'll give you a free extra hand. Recently signed, not starting quarterback.
Oh, Herms.
Yes.
TV Landy Dalton.
That is it.
TV Land is a...
Okay. You never heard of TV Land, Matt?
Oh, is that Nickelodeon?
Mm-hmm.
Is that like Nick at Night?
It is.
No, yeah, that's its own network.
Like, yeah, but it is part of
the I have not had
the same, but it's a separate channel.
It is. Yeah. It's its own channel.
It's its own channel, but it's part of the Nickelodeon.
I haven't had like regular TV for I don't even know a decade, maybe. So I have no idea.
Okay, so that's like Matt said, my name games just don't hit right for Matt. So.
It's true. Who regular TV? Who are you people? Cut that cord.
Okay, the next one. You'll know this one, at least the network part. AFC East tight end and Sports Center and 30 for 30. Oh,
man. AFC East?
Yes.
Mm. This is like I said, I always blank on the player.
this is hard, man. Oh, dude,
it's always harder when you're on the spot than when you're listening too.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
I definitely envy the listeners in this situation because I imagine, like, and I'm sure this happens a lot where, you know, you'll get feedback from listeners and they're just like screaming at whatever their device is right now.
Oh, absolutely. It's in the theme song.
Oh, man. I don't think I'm going
to. I did not think this one was that difficult, actually.
Because I've seen a decent amount real of stupid. 30 for 30s, but like, I just. It's not coming to me.
Had me questioning for a second whether I had the right division, but I do.
I'm like writing down all of the tight ends, trying to match it up with the obvious network. Oh my god.
Okay. Yes. I just
wait. Is it? Wait. I'm sorry. Is the player second?
The player is first.
Oh, I got it, Matt.
I did say that
Mike Gesicki SPN.
Yes, that is it. I did say the division first. So.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. And that's what had all of us stumped. I know it is.
I think it is. Yes,
I heard it backwards.
All like, oh, probably.
I had six tight ends and four divisions. I mean, four teams in the division. So, I mean.
So this is the other one that I was a little worried about the network. So we'll see how this goes. The next one, AFC West quarterback and Rick and Morty and Futurama.
You shouldn't be upset about that. That one's not bad. I know that one.
Okay. I'm glad.
What was the division again?
AFC West quarterback.
Herms.
Nice.
Derek Cartoon Network.
That is nice. Correct. For someone who's not really familiar with the name games, Hermes is killing it.
I was working with Adult Swim.
Yeah.
That's where my brain went first initially, to be honest.
I wrote them both down. Yeah.
Yeah, Adult Swim was actually my secondary clue there if you guys didn't have the network. So, it's 9 for Hermes and 3 for Matt and Jesse yet to get on the board.
On brand. Love it.
We have 3 left, so Matt could still win. Jesse could still tie. We'll see how it goes. The next one, NFC South running back and Tiger King and Squid Games. Or is it Squid Game?
NFC South running back?
Herbs.
Oh, man.
I got it too.
Everybody actually got that.
Oh, so I get
you have to answer now. Yeah,
I said it first. Yes, okay. Leonard for Netflix.
Nice.
That is correct.
Well done.
Nice. Just a half a second too late.
And that actually, with two to go, assures Herms the win for this game.
Heyo!
As I always say, we are going to do them. I came up with them, so we're doing the last two.
Feels like a loser's bracket. Let's do it.
Okay. AFC South running back and Good Morning Football and A Football Life.
Go, do it. If you haven't, do it.
Yeah, do it, man.
Oh, I have it, Jesse.
Okay, Jesse.
There you go.
Cordarrelle Patterson, BC Sports.
No. That is incorrect.
All right. Herms. Travis ET NFL Network.
That is correct.
Oh, you said AFC.
Yes.
Nice.
AFC nice. South.
I am just tremendous at this game. Top notch.
And the last one, can Herms take all but one of them?
Sweep it.
SpongeBob SquarePants and Rugrats and NFC South tight end.
Oh, boy. Oh, man.
Jesse. Nickelodeon Waiters.
That is not correct. Is he an active tight end in the league?
Oh. No.
Nickelodeon Thomas?
Yes, that's the correct one.
That's clever. Oh, dude.
Yeah, I was pretty happy with that one. Yeah.
No, because the Nickelodeon, I mean, it, as someone who grew up on Nickelodeon, like that part was like, oh, hell yeah. But I'll tell you what, right. that last part, I was like, I have no idea where you're going with this player. Oh, that was down. Dude. Props on those clues, man. I mean, that was a strong.
Well done.
That is a thinking man's game.
I thought there were some fun ones in there, some of the names and I know it's a weird kind of theme, but no, it's hard to come up with themes that haven't been used before, too.
Oh, I know.
This show's been going on a while, so.
Excellent job. I'm gonna that I definitely need to make a drink in between games.
I was really hoping for a Roy Hulu Jr. Type.
I was looking for. I wrote down like Hulu, Paramount, all the Disney Plus.
I told
like,
you they were mostly not streaming services.
I wrote them all down at the beginning.
The new game to be streaming services.
It's hard to come up with stuff that overlaps with most of the stream. Nothing goes with Plus or.
That's true.
Yeah, all right, I got a fresh vodka soda. I'm ready.
Okay. So we got two games left, and I know sometimes Russ lets the winner pick, but I'm just going to rotate and let Jesse pick and see what he wants to play next.
All right, what are my choices? So
it was Fantasy Family Feud and Points Leaders, Fantasy Points Leaders BS.
I like Family Feud.
Okay, so how this works is basically how Family Feud works, except accounting for there being three people. So I have four questions you're going to get here. And I sent out a Google form to a bunch of chats. I mean, got 79 responses.
Wow.
So, yeah, nice. One of these days I'm hoping to get the 100 that Family Feud gets, but it hasn't happened yet.
That would be amazing.
Nice.
What I'll do is I'll tell you how many answers are on the board and how many points you can get. Because obviously it's not 79. I lop off a lot of the onesies and twosies and all that. And when I ask the question, you'll buzz in with your name, kind of like we just did, except I need two of you to buzz in because we have to have an order for the three of you. So even after the first person says their name, one of the other two has to say their name, and then we'll go in that order. And the first person who gives their name buzzes in, they get the first guess. If it's the number one answer on the board, they get to choose to pass or play. If it's not the number one answer on the board, we keep going around until someone gets it. And whoever ends up, if no one gets the top answer on the board, then it'll just go to the person who had the highest one. Whoever it gets to start gets to pass or play. If you pass, it goes to the next person who buzzed in. We don't pass it around. That person has to play. So once we start, the first person will get three strikes to just try and get as many answers as they can, just like on Family Feud. If they do not run the board, the person who buzzed in or who's next in line, I guess, we'll get two strikes, and then if they don't finish running the board, the last person will get one strike. Basically, it's the last person who gets an answer right gets all the points on the board. So say if Matt, there's seven up there, Matt gets five of them. Then he strikes out. Jesse gets one more, but doesn't get the last one. And Herms, you get the last one. You end up getting all the points, even though they got most of the answers.
Yeah. Nice. That's how family
feud works.
I feel
like that's definitely happening.
Yeah. And I'm not doing double or triple points like they do on the show, but you do get all the points, and it'll accumulate over four rounds. It adds up. It's not just like you got 1 point for that round. It'll be the total points. So that should hopefully avoid a tie because there's plenty of points available up there. So we will start with the first question. If you guys think you got that all down now.
Yep, yeah, ready.
Okay, first question has 60. Oh, I'm sorry. Is that the one I want to do first? Yes. Okay. The first question has 69 points available on the board.
Nice.
Still funny after all these years.
I know. We're all children. The top eight answers are on the board, and the question is, what player benefited most from all the moves, signings, or trades this offseason?
Jesse.
Need Matt. A second. Okay, Jesse, what's your guess?
Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson's the number two answer on the board.
Oh, wow.
13 people said Russell Wilson.
That was my answer. I'll say Derek Carr.
Derek Carr is up there, 10 people, but that is not the top answer. And so, Herms, you can try and get it. If you don't get the top answer, then we'll start with Jesse. He can choose to pass or play.
All right, I'm going to go with the contrarian play and guess that the number one, because you got to go for gold at this point, Albert Aquibignon.
Not Oof. Up there. He was one of the answers, but not one of the top eight answers. So, Jesse, you got the highest answer. You want to pass or you want to play?
I'm going to take a shot.
Okay, so you got to get as many as you can. You got three strikes. We'll keep track of the strikes for you and let you know where you're at.
Tua.
Tua was the number one answer on the board. 26 well people done. Said
yeah,
Tua.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
All right, I keep going?
Yep, we got five more left. You go until you get three strikes or get them all.
All right. Derek Carr's been answered
that's
already.
One of the answers up there, okay. Yep.
Gotcha. Davante Adams. Ooh, no. Ooh,
that was bad. I'm going to take that because you said it.
It's incorrect. Strike one.
Strike one. You're still playing now. You're still playing.
Okay. Mike Evans.
That is also an incorrect answer.
Okay.
I'm not right, doing this one's up. Sound. This one you want to, feel free.
This one's definitely up there, and that is Allen Robinson.
He was named, but not one of the top
eight. Oh, okay, I'm out.
Ooh.
So then we go to Matt, who was the second one to buzz in. And Matt gets two strikes.
Marcus Mariota?
Not up there.
Ooh, that's a good answer, though.
Got a starting job. What else? What more do you want?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he's not even in my others. I'm surprised nobody said him.
Oh, I've got one. I've got one I know is up there.
I'll say Deshaun Watson.
He was named, but not one of the top eight answers.
Wow.
So perfect. That's two strikes for Matt. So that means we go to Herms. If you can get any one of these other five answers, you get the points. And you get the points of the ones that were guessed, not all the points on the board. So just I'll let you know how much that is. So if you get one, you get the points available. If not, it will go to Jesse.
All right.
Which right now, this is 49 points on the board.
Oh, boy. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. I don't know. Because what's really hanging me up here is the fact that there were some very good answers given that did not end up warranting points. So it's like, okay, I'll take another swing. Why not? I'm going to keep it in the same neighborhood as before. David Njoku.
Was named not one of the top eight answers.
Yes! Dang it!
49 points for the three correct answers.
So I should have said there. Matt Ryan. I'm sure he's up there, right?
Matt Ryan is one of the answers. Only three people, but that was enough to be top eight.
Jerry Jeudy.
I've had four people say him. He was up there.
And
Courtland Sutton, man, right? I was gonna say
Sutton got two, but it was not one of the top eight answers.
Okay. Anywhere missing?
I'll give you the other three unless somebody else wants to throw a guess out there.
No, go for it.
Javonte Williams.
Oh, yeah.
I guess because of Russ.
Melvin could that's not back. Even settled yet. He still might come back.
Yeah.
True, yeah.
Gordon Slice still coming back, yeah.
Juju had 5 votes.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. I can't believe that.
Derp.
This one surprised me because I don't see it. But 3 different people said Trevor Lawrence.
I was going to say that, but then I was like, nah, nobody.
Well, just get Urban Meyer.
Christian Kirk. I mean, I guess maybe, yeah, maybe just losing. But that happened prior to the season. I mean, prior to the offseason.
Nobody's gonna kick him in practice, I guess. I don't know. Doug Peterson.
Always a bonus.
Doug Peterson isn't much without Frank Reich, in my opinion, but, you know.
But anytime you can eliminate the possibility of being kicked in your workplace.
it's a good thing
to eradicate. That's
it's also good when you have
the only thing that Jaguars team needed was the keep chopping. What was it? The Jaguars kicker back in the day that like they had the hatchet in the back and he like actually chopped his leg.
Yeah,
that seems like it should have been brought back for the Urban Meyer ring.
I remember. Ring. I don't know what his name was, but I remember.
I can't remember either.
Okay, so we'll go to the next one. Like I said, there's lots of points in each of these, so anybody could still make this a game.
Feels good to be on the board.
Yes. Jesse did get it right on the board this time. So next question. 63 points on the board, by the way, total points available. Top 7 answers. What player was hurt most by all the moves, signings, and trades this offseason?
Matt.
Herb.
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers is the number one answer.
Wow, well,
17 people. This was a little more spread out than the last one. So, Herms, you will be the second person if Matt doesn't run through this, but you don't get to answer because he got the top answer. So, Matt, passer, unless Matt chooses to pass.
No, I'll play.
Okay.
Amari Cooper.
Amari is not on there, so strike one.
What the F? Jeez, I really thought that was going to be like number 2, and now I'm just like in shock. I don't know where to go.
I guess people
Once what?
I was just going to say, I guess people figured once he got Watson that maybe it wasn't such a bad a thing for him.
I guess that's true. I'll say Davante Adams. Stay with the Packers.
That is also incorrect. So 2 strikes, Matt. I will say
Noah Fant.
Noah Fant was an answer, but he is not one of the top 7.
Wow, that's surprising.
Wow. Yeah.
So that guy got killed.
Herms, because when you hear some of these, I think you'll be like, oh yeah, I should have said that. But Herms.
Probably.
All right. Right out the gate, we were circling something pretty good there for a couple of the guesses. But Baker Mayfield has to be up there, right?
Oh.
Yep, tied for the number 2.
That one. Didn't even think about him.
Yeah, that's how much he was hurt by. You didn't even think of him.
Yeah, exactly. He still exists. I don't even know. Yeah.
Oh, how the mighty have fallen. Oh, boy. Okay, so I got that out of the way. That's pretty good. I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna give myself the free strike because even though I feel like the public is going to disagree, I'm staying on brand because Ronald Jones is good. Okay, do not besmirch the name. Clyde Edwards-Helaire definitely got hurt. Okay.
Oh my God.
That one is not on there.
Damn.
That's a strike for you.
Okay. Well, it was worth it for the sake of preserving. I think my he was brand.
Good answer. Good answer. Good answer. Didn't
care about him.
Is that what we say?
Good answer.
Okay, so I got a strike. Oh boy, gotta bounce back. Gotta bounce back, big That's baby. Good.
Only 2 answers on the board, 5 still up there.
Yeah, and I disagree with the people who think this, and you and I have talked about this at length, but Jalen Waddle, there are people who feel that way.
That was a very good guess, but not up there. He was named, but not one of the top 7 answers. Oh, cool. So, Jesse, you got 1 shot here. If you can get one of them, you get the 32 plus whatever your guess is. There's 32 points on the board. If not, it goes to Herms.
All right, well, I think Herms was close. I think the answer is Tyreek.
Tyreek is up there. 4 people said Tyreek. Yes, so that's 36 points for that round.
Yeah. I mean, how could you not think that? You know.
There you go. Nice.
Wow. Domination already in Family Feud.
So that's 85 total points between the two rounds for Jesse. There is definitely more than 85 points left available, so we'll see how it goes. The other answers were DK Metcalf with 15. Mm. Oh, I thought that was a pretty good one. Tyler Lockett with 5. And Patrick Mahomes with 4. And
I went way too deep.
Yeah.
I busted out like Noah Fant. And, like...
Yeah, I had Fant on my list. I had Austin Hooper on my list, too.
And the final one you guys didn't say was Darren Waller with 3.
Oh, I don't agree with that.
Yeah. Which, I don't totally agree with that either, but I guess the Adams signing.
They do way different things.
He's losing to our, yeah. Okay, so we'll go to the next one. See if one of you two can come back on Jesse or just keep winning. The next one is what, I'm sorry, if it's not, I'm sorry, I 69 points on the board, top 6 answers.
Nice.
Nice, yes. If it's not Jonathan Taylor, who finishes as the RB1 in 2022?
Matt.
Jesse.
Okay,
Christian McCaffrey.
That's the number one answer. 28 people said Christian McCaffrey. So pass or play, Matt?
I am going to play because that seems like the point of this show is to play games. So I'm going to play some games.
There you go. Okay. Not game theorying it with the fact that people have not been getting many correct answers so far. Nice.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Let's see. I'll just go down the list. I'll go to Najee Harris.
Najee Harris, 7. Yes.
7. Javonte Williams.
14. He was the number 2 answer, was Javonte Williams.
How many are left?
3. The only top 6 answers this time. So that's another reason why it'd been good to play.
Well, I have 4.
Derrick Henry.
10. Number 3 answer.
There you go. DeAndre Swift.
Was named, but not one of the top 6. That's your first strike.
Oh, interesting. Austin Eckler.
Also named, also not one of the top 6.
Huh.
Uh-oh.
It took 5 votes to get to the top 6. Both of those guys had 3. That's where I decided to cut.
Dalvin Cook.
Dalvin Cook did get 5 votes, and he is on there. So you got 5 of the 6, and only 2. Well, not only, but 2 strikes.
Mm. Just everybody else. No one else really feels like they can do it.
Yeah, this is probably
there's no way. But just there's no way. But if just for fun, I'm going to say Breece Hall.
He was not mentioned. No. Okay. So that's the third strike. This was definitely more.
Just want to see how cute we were getting.
I only have 10. There were only 10 total votes for the entire thing. So, like I said, CMC got 28 of them. So this was much more concentrated. So Jesse, you got 2 strikes for one name.
One name, Saquon.
Not up there. Sorry.
Wow.
Got one more.
I mean, I have a hilarious one that I want to throw out there that will never happen.
But do it. So big, you might as well go for the joke. I'm saying you're already winning the game. You know what I'm saying? You might as well take the funny.
All right, Miles Sanders.
No, he is not up there.
I'll take the strike on that one.
Okay, so Herms, it's up to you. You got one strike, one name. If you get it, you get all the points on the board, actually, all 69 points on the board. If not, Matt gets the 64 that are currently up there.
Not quite as nice.
No.
The only educated guess I can even bring to my mind is Nick Chubb.
Yeah, that was my guess.
That is a good guess. 2 people said Nick Chubb. That does not make the top 6 answers.
I think he's ever finished even in the top 5, I don't think.
5 people, though, did say Joe Mixon
was the guy that he was, he was the last. He was a toss-up.
The only other guy that, like I said, there are only 10 guys total that got votes. The only other one up there was Aaron Jones, which surprised me. But he only got one vote. He was not on the board. He was others, but so that's 64 points for Matt. Everything will work correctly here. 64. So it's 85 Jesse, 64 Matt. Herms, there's not enough points up there for you to win, but you can win it for Jesse if you get the win here. So
Matt's strategy of pushing me into the joke really worked out for him. Although I was I was going to guess Chubb, so I wasn't going to get it.
Okay, and yeah, if most likely, if Matt or Jesse wins this one, they will win. So Jesse definitely, Matt probably. Well, let me tell you, 57 points on the board. One, two, three, seven. Top seven answers. What underwhelming slash injured 2021 rookie is most likely to make a second year jump and have a good season in 2022?
Injured or underwhelming?
Yes, either or. That's how I phrase Matt. The question.
Jesse.
Dyami Brown.
He was mentioned, but not one of the answers on the board. So Jesse.
Oh, I have a good answer.
Damn. About Tutu Atwell.
Not on there. I don't know what to do if nobody gets an answer. Boy. I guess we should start with
Matt. I thought you were throwing another joke answer.
Nice.
Yeah, remember the second part of that. It's most likely to make a jump and have a good season. So, Herms, you get to chime in here and see if you can get one. If you get anything on the board, you pass or play.
My computer froze a little bit. Could I get the question?
Sure. What underwhelming slash injured 2021 rookie is most likely to make a second-year jump and have a good season in 2022?
Oh, Travis Etienne.
Top answer on the board, actually. It's 16. Nice. So you get to choose. Do you want to play or pass?
I'm gonna play. You know what? I'm playing for pride at this point. Yeah. This is, nice. Why not? Nice. You know,
go Herbs.
Might as well. So there's top seven answers. You got six more left. What's your next guess?
Okay. I mean, Trey Lance, probably. I mean, just by virtue of the fact that he didn't really see the field that much. I mean,
Trey Lance is your answer?
What was the question again? Okay.
What underwhelming or injured 2021 rookie is most likely to make a jump year two and have a good season next year?
So there was underwhelming.
Trey Lance is on there. Six votes.
All right.
So still strikeless.
Okay. I only heard injured.
So I'm going to stick with that theme and go with Trevor Lawrence.
Number two.
Good answer. Good answer. Good answer. All right. We're Team Herms here.
That's right. It's good for Jesse if Herms wins.
There you go. I'm noticing a pattern, so I'm going to say Justin Fields.
Yeah, that's to say that's the
five same. Votes. Number four keep answer. Yep.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Oh boy. It's a bold answer, but I think enough people might say Kyle Pitts.
There were actually three people that said Kyle Pitts. Four was the cutoff for top seven answers on the board, so that is a strike.
Sorry for having the best tight end season.
Exactly. I thought it was a bizarre answer.
I figured there would be enough people to complain about the touchdown.
That's a good job.
No, I didn't mean you.
The voters, and it was close. Like I said, the cutoff was four for top seven, and he had three. So he
just makes sense to guess that, but come on, people.
Yeah, you're wrong.
So those three people really need to get it together. All right, so I got the one strike then. Trey Sermon. Yeah, there you go. That's
Trey Sermon. One person said him, but not enough to get up to top seven. So
I figured the bar was so low that it was.
Well, remember, the question says most likely to make a second year jump and have a good season. So maybe most people don't think Trey Sermon's going to have a good season.
That's fair. Okay.
Not just be better, but have a good season.
Is there just one left?
There's three.
There's three.
Okay. I had a good thing going there for a while, so I'm going to go back to what was working for me. Maybe people didn't like Mac Jones.
That is not up there, so that is your third strike. So Herms was – so we'll go loop back around to the person who buzzed in first. So that would be Matt. So, Matt, you get two strikes.
I've got to get them all to win or just one?
Well, I mean, you got to get at least one and have Jesse not get any. Whoever gets the last correct answer is the person who ends up winning.
Okay. I'm going to say Justin Fields.
He was said.
Oh, he was.
I'll give you a
Zach, guess. Zach Wilson.
Zach Wilson is up there for.
Yeah, that was my answer.
I'm going to say Kadarius Toney.
Number three answer with 9. And so that is more? 6 answers on the board. Yes. 53 points up on the board now. So
I've got it if Matt doesn't.
Rashad Bateman.
He was named 3 times. That did not make top 7, though.
Oh, no.
Like I said, the cutoff was 4 votes.
I've got 2 names left that I wrote down. I'm going to eeny, meeny, miny, moe it and say Michael Carter.
Michael Carter not up there as well.
Damn.
So, Jesse.
Nice. Rondale Moore.
Oh.
Very good guess.
No.
I would put that over the person that is the correct answer.
Wow.
That is the
okay.
best answer.
Wow. That is the best answer. He got 3.
I thought for sure I had that.
Along with Bateman. You should have had that. Because
yeah, Bateman was a good answer, too.
I don't know why 4 people said this, and I think it's ridiculous. I don't know if they just think he's going to have a much better season, but it's Devontae Smith. He did not have a disappointing season. He did not have an underwhelming season.
Well, and nothing got better for him. He's still got the same crap bag of a quarterback, and they're probably going to add a wide receiver. I don't know.
No, nobody was getting that one because Devontae Smith did not have an underwhelming season.
Yeah.
But 4 people said it. So
wow. Okay.
For whatever reason. So Matt takes that one. And that means Matt takes the game. 117-85. Yeah.
Oh, because he had the last right answer.
Yeah, he got the points for that, you know, everything that's on the board. He got 64 and 53. You got 36 and 49. So,
ouch.
117 to 85. So it's 1 for Herms, 1 for Matt, 1 game left.
You got this one, Jesse.
I like you, Jesse. We're gonna tie this up. I don't really have a tiebreaker, so I don't know what I'm going to do if you win. But we'll see.
I'm going to make sure Jesse wins this one.
Yeah. So this is Fantasy Points Leaders BS. What this is I have, I think Matt was actually on the last time I did this, probably around a year ago. I have all 4 positions. For QBs and tight ends, we're going top 15. For running backs and wide receivers, it's top 20. And what we're going to do is we're going to start, we'll rotate who starts. I'm going to probably start with Matt since you guys each picked the last 2 games. And you're going to say how many of those top – it's basically the list. It's the top 15 in points, top 20 in points. You're going to say how many you think you can – 2021, obviously, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, in total points, not points per game. And I will mention what the scoring is. It's basically PPR for running backs and wide receivers, 1.5 tight end premium for tight ends. And if it matters for – changes your answers for quarterbacks, it's 4 points per touchdown minus 2 per interception. Normal passing yardage. So you guess how many of the top 15 you think you can name? We'll keep going around. You know, Matt will start if he says 8. Jesse, if you think you can do more, you can say 9, 10. You can jump as many as you want. You don't have to go one up. And then if at some point you don't think you can do it or you don't think the other guy can do it, you say BS. And that then we stop. And the last person who said the number has to go ahead and do it. If they do it, they get 2 points for getting all, you know, 10 or however many they said they could do. If they don't do it, the person who said BS gets 1 point. And we'll just tally it up over the 4 positions. Whoever gets the most points wins. Got it?
So it's like name that tune with fantasy points.
Yeah. Kind of, yeah.
Okay, all right, there we go.
Okay, Matt. So I'll let you, we'll let each person who starts pick their position of what's available. So you have all 4. So which position you want to start with, Matt?
I'm going to go with tight end, and you said top 15?
Top 15 for quarterback and tight end, yes.
1 point. I'm going to say a solid 11.
Ooh, starts high with 11. So, Jesse, you can either go to 12 or 13 or whatever, or you can just say BS and then Matt has the name.
No, that's a lot. BS. Go for it. Let's go, Matt.
Is that a lot?
Yeah, it is a lot.
Tight end's the easiest one.
Yeah, but there's 11 is a lot.
We'll see.
Okay. All right, Mark Andrews.
Yes.
Dalton Schultz.
Correct.
Kyle Pitts.
Correct.
Travis Kelce.
Yep.
Rob Gronkowski.
Yes. Number 12 because he missed games, but yes. Because this is total points, not points per game.
Ooh, good point. That was almost a miss. Hawkinson. I know he missed some too.
But yes, he is on there, number 11. Mm. You have, by the way, six so far. You need five more.
Five more and you almost missed
five. That seems far away.
I know. Jesse said 11 was a lot.
You're right. It is a lot. George Kittle's got to be on there. I know he missed games too.
Yes, number four.
Dawson Knox.
Number 10.
Yeah, I thought that was going to be close. He missed games too.
Good. You need three more.
I guess it helps that a lot of guys miss.
And there are no strikes. You have to just do it, just in case anybody didn't.
Right. Dallas Goedert.
Yes, number 8.
Even with Ertz there.
Oh, thanks. I'll say Zach Ertz.
I was just thinking that you should have said that, Jesse.
I'm a freaking idiot.
I didn't want to say Arizona it, though, because I was hoping Matt would just miss it.
So I have had those same thoughts as a host, Rocky. I hear somebody say, like, hope they didn't hear that.
Yeah.
I recently had my fortune told, and I'm not kidding. It was as a joke. And what she told me was that I have a big mouth, but I already know that. In essence, she took a long time to say it, but that's what she said.
Okay, so you got 15
or 11? Is that 11?
No, that is that's 10. So you got to get one of the other five. Mm. Okay, you have. I will tell you,
Hunter Henry.
Yes, number 13.
Hey,
ouch!
Who did I miss?
Mike Gesicki was 7. That was the highest one you missed. Noah Fant at 9. Pat Freiermuth at 14. And the immortal Tyler Conklin at 15.
Mm.
Again, remember, it is total points. So I guess he stayed healthy the whole year. Sure. So Matt gets 2 points for that. And Jesse, we will start with you this time. You can pick whichever position you want, except obviously tight end, and then how many you think you can name.
Well, wide receiver.
Okay, it's top 20 this time, remember. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right.
Because
that's the hardest one.
Theoretically, RBs and wide receivers are a little easier, I think. So
I can go with 10 wide receivers.
So, Herms, we're going clockwise. So, Herms, you can up him however many you want, or say BS.
I think I could do 12.
I can name that in 12 notes. Yeah. but yes, 12. Okay, so Matt, 12 to you.
I'll do 13.
Ooh.
BS. I hate to make the game the same. I hate to make Matt the one to do it again, but...
Don't you want to play, Jesse? Come on, man.
I do not. I want to win. I've been playing all night. I want to win.
It sounds like botched.
Okay,
so you got to do 13, man.
Let's get going. What did I say? 13?
13.
Cooper Kupp.
Obviously number one, yes.
There you go.
Devontae. I was going to say 13. I'm pretty sure he's number one, right?
Yeah.
Devontae Adams.
Yep. Number 2.
Tyreek Hill.
Number 6.
Justin Jefferson.
Number 4.
Jamar Chase.
Number 5.
Deontay Johnson.
Number 8, that's my boy.
Number 8.
Yes, underrated still.
Yeah.
I've been trying to trade him to you in TA8. You don't want him.
You're probably asking for too much. You haven't sent me an offer in a while.
I'm asking way too much.
Oh, that's right. You did send me that one offer. I was like, yeah, I like Deontay, but not that much.
I'd pay the 110 and a little extra tax.
Yeah, and Matt was asking for more than that.
Yeah,
I was asking a little. He was just a component of the trade. I was trying to get Mahomes, I think. Mike Evans.
Mike Evans, number 12.
Jalen Waddle.
Jalen Waddle, number 13. If you were curious, you were at 8. You need 5 more.
Stephon Diggs.
Number 7.
Keenan Allen.
Number 9. You have the top 9 now. plus one other.
Hmm.
I'm sorry, two others. You have 11 total.
DK Metcalf?
Number 14. I'm sorry, you do have 10 total. You do not have the top nine. You're actually missing one in the top nine. That was my bad. So you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Oh, no, you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Yes. You have 11. You need two more. And one of them is in the
missing
top nine.
One in the top nine?
Yeah.
Oh, Debo.
Yes, that's number three. So that's 12.
That's for all the money.
Oh, man. Gets real dicey. Michael Pittman?
Oh, Matt, I'm sorry.
Nice.
Oh, no.
He is not, in the top 20. Correct answers Damn. You could have said. Chris Godwin. Hunter Renfro.
Mike Evans.
He said
Hunter
Mike
Renfro.
Evans.
Oh, he did say Mike Evans.
Yeah, Hunter Renfro was wide receiver Renfro, one. That's,
yeah, that's a tough one.
CeeDee Lamb. Brandon Cooks. Hollywood Brown. DJ Moore. Mike Williams. And T. Higgins. Those were the other guys.
When in doubt, always Brandon Cooks.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
So Jesse gets a point there.
That was tough.
Yeah.
On the board.
Jesse's on the board. And Herms, we will start with you. Do you want to go running back or quarterback?
I'll do the running back. I think I could probably do running back. I think I could probably do, I'm going to say, I think I could do 15.
Ooh.
Out of 20?
Wow. Yep, out of 20.
Out of 20, okay.
15.
I think Herms wants to play.
I'll let you play. I like the moxie. You know?
All right. Oh, Lord. What did I do?
I hope you get 14.
Well, this is going to be fun. I think this will be a fun exercise. All right. Well, I mean, Jonathan Taylor. He was pretty good.
That's easy.
So after that, we got Austin Eckler.
Yes.
My boy, Najee Harris.
Yes. I'm going to say something here, which I probably should have said at the beginning and might help you out a little more than I wanted to. But there is I need to specify this. There is a certain player that, in terms of this game, qualifies as a running back.
I was actually thinking about that a little bit, in the last game when it was wide receiver, because I was a little worried how that was going to work out, just on the off chance this happened for me. But since the ball has already gotten rolling, Cordarrelle Patterson.
There you go.
Okay, so we got that. Then Joe Mixon.
Yes.
Leonard Fournette.
Yes. Those are the top five, by the way, minus Patterson. You got six.
Yeah.
JT, Eckler, Harris, Mixon, Fournette. That's the top five.
Yeah. Okay. And then after that, we get into the – man, I really bit off a lot more than I – it's all good, though. Oh, my other dude. Shout out the homie from Erie, PA, James Conner.
James Conner, number eight.
And after that, I'm just going to go through, do some more thinking.
You're almost halfway there, Herms.
Living on a prayer. this is
almost halfway there.
Seven out of 15.
All right, cool. Why did I do this to myself?
Herms, take my hand.
That was a big number. I probably would have let you have it at like 12.
There we go. I'm going to keep it out west. Josh Jacobs finished within that. Okay.
Number 13.
Yeah. Then, okay. I really have to be. Melvin Gordon.
Melvin Gordon was number 21.
This is the worst. Oh no!
He was at his running his backfield mate. That would have been the correct answer.
See, I had thought that I was getting real slick. I was like, oh, I got a back-to-back twofer. And oh man, yeah, shot myself right in the foot, man. I got too happy. It's just, it happens to the best of us.
What's really unfortunate for the listeners, in my opinion, is that they didn't get to see Herms the entire time counting them on his fingers right in front of the camera. Man, that was the best part of it.
Oh no! Oh no! Okay, so Matt gets a point there. So that's 3 for Matt. 1 for Jesse, and we start with Matt again. I guess I'll rattle off the rest of these names in case you or the listeners are curious.
2 for me, right?
Three?
Don't I like a 2?
You get 2 for getting it right, 1 for BS. You BS'd
it. Oh,
yeah.
Got it.
So you have 3 total. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so the rest of them are Zeke, Aaron Jones, Alvin Kamara, Nick Chubb, Antonio Gibson, Dalvin Cook, Javonte, DeAndre Swift, Derrick Henry, Damian Harris, Darrell Williams at 19, or Darrell Williams, I should say, and David Montgomery.
Antonio Gibson was a surprise in there, too.
Just avoided that one landmine.
I totally get it, too, because him and Javonte, it seemed like, you know, they were neck and neck in all their stats, but apparently Javonte had a handful more points there that put him up ahead. So QB is the last one we're at, Matt, so... We're back to you to start. So how many of the 15 do you think you can name?
I feel like if I bid more than 10, Jesse is just going to I'm going to say, hey, 11 worked last time. I'm going to say 11.
I'll go 12. I can definitely.
Ooh.
Nah, it's saying BS here doesn't really win. It's not a winner move for me.
Yeah, so.
That's a good point.
But I can do 12 anyway.
So, Herms, more or BS, Jesse? And
I think you need to redeem yourself there, Herms. I mean,
yeah,
there's no double backfield to trip you up on this one.
Want Jesse to get the points.
I probably max out at 13.
So he's going 13.
I'll let Herms go again. I just want to see him count again.
So this is just so we're clear, it's an auto win for Matt.
Yes, that was the smart game move as well.
Yes, absolutely.
You probably needed to go higher than 12, I think.
To make it more of a game, should I just say 13? What do I need to say? 13? No, I need to say 14.
You would need to say 14, and I would need to. And then say, I would need
Jesse
to get
would
all
have
of
to
them.
Say 15. Yeah.
So let's just let Herbs do
oh,
it.
Oh, Jesse would have to do all 15 anyway. To win. Okay.
Yeah. I like listening to Herbs.
He actually just to tie. Jesse has 1. You have 3.
Hey, I'm just happy to be here. Do I get a participation trophy?
I recently downloaded an audiobook on game theory, so I'm really trying these things out.
So Herms, I guess we're just doing that then. Herms.
Go for it. Okay. I like keeping the integrity of the game, you know.
But now I feel bad for robbing someone of participation.
No. Please. I'm very happy to be here. This is a blast.
Okay, Herms, that's to you then.
Okay,
can you name 15 of the top 15 quarterback scores? Remember, it's total points.
I'm going to start out on a limb here and say Josh Allen.
Good limb, yes.
There we go. Very sturdy limb we got. Okay, so we got that. Then after that, Jalen Hurts because he runs a lot.
Yep, number 8.
Then Matthew Stafford was very good.
Number 7.
Tom Brady was very good.
Number 2. Again, it's 4-point touchdown minus 2 interception, if that matters to your guesses at all.
Yes. Okay. So... Joe Burrow.
Number 6.
Kirk Cousins was really good.
Number 11.
Okay, we got that. Now we're cooking with gas. All right.
His division mate, Aaron Rodgers. There we go. Okay.
Number five.
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, Mambo number five. Okay. So we got, now we're over.
Over.
Wow. Look at this. Oh, yeah. All right. Coming down the home stretch. Okay. All right. So I did the thing with the, okay. All right. That pretty much, okay. That takes care of that division as a whole. Okay. I can move on. Okay, then, okay, here he goes. I'm sure these sound effects are really not.
Keeping everybody entertained, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it would be a nice added dimension to, you know, keep things spicy. Oh, wow. Oh, Lord. Oh, this is so stressful. Why did I do this? Why did I do this? Oh, now I'm like really deep in my own head. This is just, oh, this is a real treat.
Only need six more.
Yeah, I mean, Dak Prescott was good enough.
Yep, number nine.
Okay, yeah. So I got that going for me. That's feeling good. And this is out of the top 20, correct?
Top 15.
Okay, thank God. Okay, thank God, because my next answer was going to be really bad. All right. Jeez. Oh, man. Oh, Lord. What? I got to recenter my brain. Okay, what was I doing? Okay. Who have I said? Oh, no. Oh, okay. All right. Oh, jeez. And, oh no! This is really tricky.
All right, my friend, are you going through the divisions and the teams?
That's what I'm trying to do that. Yeah, it's that was a very bold move on my part. okay, all right. Well,
I need an answer soon, Herms.
I understand. I'm gonna say Lamar Jackson.
Number 15, despite the injury.
Yes, nice. I feel like he did like just enough. So after that, I'm going to go ahead and say that. Did I say Kyler Murray?
You did not. Number 10.
Okay, here we go. All right, this is rolling now. Oh,
three more. Three more, okay. My friend. Come three on, more. You got this.
So after that, we can move on to. Who else was pretty good? Oh gosh, this is painful.
I will say two of them are, especially since this doesn't matter for any outcome of anything tonight. The two of them are very gettable.
Yeah,
very high up there.
Yeah. Oh. You don't have the top. Don't have the top 12 yet.
Oh God, I'm really overthinking this. Then, jeez. Okay, Russell Wilson's season wasn't that bad.
Except he was hurt.
Yeah, it was
hurt. Oh, he missed it on the finger. Oh, the finger.
Yeah, it was his worst season.
So Matt gets the point. Wins the game, wins the night. Congrats, why? Matt. Do you guys have any guesses for what the other ones might have been?
Oh man.
I know, Matt, you were mentioning you didn't have the top 12. Do you know have a couple of names you want to throw out there?
I was just saying that I lost track of the names he was actually saying. I was trying to I just wanted him to be like that's easy, man. I got Joe Burrow or whatever.
Was Mac Jones in there?
He was not. Okay. The ones Herms did not
say Hurts.
He did say Hurts. He did not say Justin Herbert.
Oh my God.
He did not say Patrick Mahomes.
Say Mahomes? Oh my God.
Wow. Just a little advice, Herms. Next time, instead of counting on your fingers, write them down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And the other three left were 12, 13, and 14. They were a little harder. Carson Wentz was number 12.
I almost said that.
Everybody forgets he had a good fantasy season last year.
Wow. Yeah, it doesn't account for, you know, being the Tin Man with no heart.
Yeah. Derek Carr and Ryan Tannehill were the other two. And Tannehill, nobody thought had a very good season. But in this format, he wins 14th in total points, probably because he played all 17 games. But yeah, so Matt wins tonight. Matt, congratulations. Anything you want to say before we finish up here? Do you want to mock your opponents or anything like that?
I would never do that to people. I only do people that that I see all the time. This is my first time meeting these two. Yeah, exactly. I give them shit all day. But these two, they're very nice gentlemen. Jesse, it was great to get to know you tonight. And Herms, you're a very funny man. Yeah, I look forward to listening to y'all's podcast in the future. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, thank you. And Jesse, like I said at the beginning, first, thanks for coming on. Enjoyed having you guys. And like I said, I want to give you a chance if you want to plug any and all podcasts, websites, anything you need to plug.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much for the opportunity. And thank you, Matt, for the kind words. I really appreciate that. And yeah. Rocky, thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it. So Rocky and I met on a podcast that Brian Ford and I do called Dynasty Fever. So you can find Brian at FF_junkie. And I also do a podcast that's a little similar to this in that we do play games, but our games are much different. Our games a lot of times are long play games, but we are Dynasty War games. We're on the Dynasty Warzone network. You can find us on Twitter at DWZ_wargames. That was really hard for me. Brian usually does that for me.
I remember that when I was on the you had to ask Brian, what's my Twitter handle?
Yeah. I'm very bad at Twitter, guys. So that if you see at DWZ_wargames anywhere, that's me. That's Jesse Schneeman. So like I said, we have a fun time, man. It's a party atmosphere. We go live Friday nights on YouTube, 10 p.m. No matter what the weather is, no matter what's going on, it's either going to be me and my two co-hosts, Chad Mendoza and Mike Casper, or we'll have guests on, and I'm going to put you guys on the spot in a little bit once we're off air and ask you guys to come on. Because I'm always trying to line up guests to have fun.
I would love to come
in. Yeah, ours is a lot less competitive because a lot of times the games are subjective and I'm the judge. So
if you ask Bosch to come in, he will say no.
Right on. But
he doesn't like games he can't game theory his way through.
Yeah.
He doesn't like games that don't have a defined answer.
Yeah.
He gets real upset.
I feel like Rocky would do really well because I'm a huge Philly fan, and all roads lead back to Philly. So
that's right. I feel like just the answers, though.
Yeah. Nice. So anyway, thanks again, guys, for having me on. This is amazing. Herms, so nice to meet you, man. You're a blast, man. I had no idea I was gonna have this much fun. I knew I was gonna have fun. I didn't know I was going to have this much fun. So thank you.
I also just want to say, I just noticed your shirt now. I love it. It's got the "Hello, my name is" tag on his shirt, and it says "Enigo Montoya." Oh,
that's
"Hello, my name is Enigo
that's such
Montoya.
A good shirt.
It is a good shirt.
Thank you, gentlemen, for noticing. I really appreciate that. I try to bring a strong t-shirt game to every podcast.
I just have my Zach Ertz jersey on. But.
Nice.
But Herms
in the past, Rocky.
Hey, he won us a Super Bowl. Helped win us a Super Bowl.
That guy's got a Super Bowl, right?
Scored the winning touchdown in the Super
Bowl. Love that, man.
True.
But Herms, thank you for coming on. As Jesse said, you were a blast. Want to give you a chance. Give you everybody your Twitter handle, all the stuff you do, and all that good stuff.
All right. Well, if for some reason you feel compelled to have more of this type of energy in your life, you can follow me on Twitter at HermsNFL. That is where I am found exclusively. Do not find me anywhere else on the internet. But I have a podcast, The Lateral Show. Woohoo! You can find it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever Anchor puts it. I don't know. You know, that's why we distribute it through Anchor, so that it knows for me. I don't know. Find the podcast. Listen to it. 5 stars. That'd be great. I'm not sure what that does, but I've heard it's very helpful. So do that. And when I'm not recording my podcast or doing stuff like this, you can find my work over at Fantasy Pros. I should have my debut article coming out soon, and I'm very excited about it. I'm talking about running backs. Oh, intrigue. Oh, mystery. Ooh. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Just a bunch of it's, I don't know. The stuff I do is like this. It's just a lot of weird, I don't know. Like I said, if you feel compelled, this is appealing to you for some reason, at Herms NFL.
I'm going to listen to that one. I absolutely am going to listen to that one.
Okay, so again, great night, guys. Appreciate all three of you, playing the games tonight. Had fun coming up with them, and that'll finish us up for this night. So until next episode, goodbye, everybody.
When all your podcasts seem to be the same info on repeat, and the Josh Gordon talk, well, it melts into one giant bleed. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. Can this really be free? Dynasty Game Night. Game Night. The other Dynasty guys, will they come on to play fake news? And John's name game, well, it's impossible without six clues. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah, you'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night, we'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night, Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night, guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. With a dummy. Dynasty Game Night. Game Night. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. Can all this really be free? Dynasty Game Night. Game Night.